Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. Day 7. Bab Dada's Elevated Directions. Become an embodiment of all experiences. Become an embodiment of all experiences. Are you returning as an embodiment of all experiences? Become an embodiment of experiences, not just a speaker. You should experience all relationships and all powers. What title would you then have? The title of someone who is experienced in all powers is Master Almighty Authority. The title of someone who is experienced in all virtues is an embodiment of virtues, Gunmurt. Embodiment of virtues. The title of someone who is experienced in all relationships is loving to all, Gunmurt. Loving to all. So how many titles you have? You are returning home with all the titles, are you not? So this is the Avyakta Murli of 1st February 1980. Become the embodiment of all experiences. Baba is saying, become an embodiment of experiences, not just a speaker. Spirituality is not about dogmas, tenets, principles, laws, do's and don'ts. Spirituality, in one word, is experience, a deep experience. Because it's only the experience that leads to transformation. And that experience should come from the depth of consciousness. Baba is saying, you experience all powers and you become Master Almighty Authority. You experience all virtues and you become embodiment of virtues. You experience all relationships with Father and you become loving to all. So this is the result. The basis of all these titles is experience. And experience has got about 7 components. For any experience in spirituality, one should see if all these 7 criteria are fulfilled. The experience should be. There are 7 P's. First, it should be at the level of body, physical. This is a very dynamic point or thing to understand. Experience should not remain a mental procedure alone. It should be at the level of body. It should be physical. Just as I feel cold, I feel hot. This is a physical thing. If I just imagine I am feeling cold and I am feeling hot, maybe after some time this experience is forgotten. If I want an experience to become memorable, unforgettable, significant, remarkable, that experience should be at the level of body, means physical. How? This is a great question. We will see that. Second, experience should be something which is practical. It should not be merely a figment of imagination or some fantasy. It should be practical. Means throughout your day, you should feel the effect of that experience. It should have brought some practical change in life. If I get a very powerful experience at Amrit Vela, that should get reflected throughout the day in practice. Or it should be something which can be practiced, or practical means can be applied in day-to-day life. Third, experience should be profound, very deep. If it is only a superficial experience, it may last only for some time and then go away. It should come from the depth of unconscious. Fourth, it should be permanent. It should bring about some permanent transformation. Fifth, I should be able to practice it whenever I want. Or it should be practicable. Just as you practice any sports, you should be able to practice that experience. Sixth, you should be able to produce that experience at any time of the day. Just as two chemicals, when they come together, they produce a third substance. So every time you bring those two chemicals together, the same third substance would be produced. In similar manner, if I bring two feelings together, I should be able to reproduce that experience. So that should be produced. And seventh, permutation. Permutation means transformation. Experience is experience only if it can bring about transformation in life. Let's come to the first. Experience should be physical. This looks very contradictory statement. We are entering the world of spirit and we are saying that the experiences of the spirit should be at the level of body. Though we say that I am soul and body, I am not, and body is different, but my soul and body, they are one unit. When you are sick, soul is not sick, and yet you feel depressed, you feel listless, you don't feel like to do anything. So diseases of the body, anything that is happening at the level of body affects the soul. So anything that will happen at the level of soul affects the body. So this is a very simple principle, but somehow we have made these two divisions. I'm not body, I'm soul. I'm not body, I'm soul. This is fine. But these two are intermingled. They are very closely connected with each other. So I cannot say that I have nothing to do with body. Because if I eat some unhealthy diet, I suffer. Because when I'm exposed to a weather that I'm not used to, I suffer. When I'm pricked, I suffer. And in all those sufferings of the body, mind is equally involved. So mind and body, as if they are one unit. So equal attention is needed for both, not just the soul. I cannot say that I have nothing to do with body and I want to make only spiritual development. It's not possible. Without health, spirituality is total failure. Without perfect health, spirituality is a failure. If you want to progress spiritually, you should be in vibrant health. There shouldn't be any pain in the body. If there is a constant pain in the body, your attention goes towards that. If there is even a small, you know, this is a small prick, but it pulls, the whole attention goes towards this finger. So Health means bodilessness. Then I have no problem in my stomach. I feel as if stomach is not existing. That is health. I have no pain in this hand. So my attention is not going towards this hand, as if this hand is not existing. The moment I get an injury, the whole attention goes there and there is a throbbing pain there. Now I sit to meditate. But the mind is attached to this finger because it's paining. So just as anything that happens at the level of body affects the mind, so the experiences of spirituality should be at the level of body, should be at the gross level. How? Learn to feel the sensations that you feel throughout the body. What sort of sensations you feel. And learn to see those sensations as a detached observer. And when you enter into the stage of meditation very deeply, gradually you will find that you are becoming bodiless automatically. And something is happening at the level of body. But whatever that happens, always remember, this is temporary. This is transient. So, don't be overjoyed with good experiences. Don't be unhappy with bad experiences. Oh, I have become bodiless, so nice. I am feeling super sensuous bliss. This is also temporary. Both are temporary. If you want to become master of your moods, you must have a technique to become happy when you are unhappy. And you should also have a technique to become unhappy when you are too much happy. So how to become unhappy when you are too much happy? There is only one statement in the world that can make you happy when you are unhappy. And then that is the same statement that can make you unhappy when you are happy. Which is that statement? This will pass away. This will go away. This is the one statement. If you are too much unhappy, this will make you happy. And when you are too much happy, you should also have a technique to become unhappy. Equipoise. Otherwise, there is a lot of problem with happiness also. Too much overjoyed. You become extrovert. You get excited. So you must have a technique to come down, to become unhappy in one way. Even though our goal is to remain happy all the time. And Baba never teaches us to become unhappy when you are happy. But Baba teaches us equipoise, equilibrium, sthita pragya. You remain same. So learn to see happiness and unhappiness as a detached observer. So experience should be practical. Experience at the physical level. Second, it should be practical. If I give you something very difficult drill to perform, which cannot be practical, what is the use? Drill, any spiritual drill, that should be very practical. I am standing and I should be able to become bodiless in one go. That should be very practical experience. If somebody teaches me a very difficult drill, which is only theory, what is the point? It should be practical. Some small practices you should have in hand that you can do throughout the day. You are sitting, just focus on the breath. And you become concentrated. You are sitting, just look at some point and try to focus your attention. You are sitting, close your eyes and try to remember some of the points of Murli. You are sitting and just feel that some visualization, some good visualization that I am a bodiless being or see soul here. So all the experiences, they should be practical. The third thing is profound. Profound means deep. Anubhuti should be, experience should be very, very deep. If it is a superficial, it will be forgotten. If it is a deep, it will be remembered. So aim for very deep, profound experience. For example, you have gone to Baba's hut. You went and you came out. Do you have any experience? Most of the time, no. It's only something, a ritual. Or you have just done it for the sake of doing. No experience. And as I said, experience is only for a few seconds. So make it something that it becomes profound. So you plan for it. A little planning. Sometimes it will come unplanned. A profound means I just go and I experience something and let it sink in the subconscious mind. Give time. Experience cannot be in hurry. Experience is something where you have to just relax and sit down and it will happen. You keep your mind ready and the experience will happen. So experience should be very, very deep. Keep the aim. If you are going to Shanti Stamp and moving around, do some drill that you have never done before. For example, which drill you will do at Shanti Stamp? Anything new? New drill. Drill should not be just a visualization or churning or thinking. Something deep, something new, something which you have never done before. Hand in hand and taking round. Okay. What else? Baba is hugging me. And what else? Okay. See that you are burning. Funeral. Something should be profound. Something should be new. Then only it becomes deep. Then, other thing is, you should be able to practice it throughout the day. What you experienced at Amrit Vela, at any point of the day, 12 noon, just invoke, I want to have the same experience I had at 4 a.m. in the morning. And you should be able to get it. So that is, you should be able to practice it. And it is possible. Just as people do exercise in the morning. That is the time for exercise. But those who are athletes, they don't just exercise in the morning. They will exercise in the afternoon also, in the evening also, at night also. Because they want their body to be trained in a manner that they will perform at any time. You know, gymnasium, they work for 7 hours a day. 7 hours per day. So much commitment. So you should be able to practice the similar manner spiritual gym exercises should be practiced anytime. Somebody wakes you up at night and you should be able to practice some drill immediately. So mind should be trained in this manner. Then it should be reproducible, produced again, again and again. Chemical H2O, two molecules of hydrogen and oxygen combined together and they form moisture, water. So every time the same thing will happen. Here also, same thing should be reproduced. We should be able to produce again all the spiritual experiences. They should be at your hand. Immediately remember how I met Baba, what he gave me. So attainments, remembrance of attainments, and immediately you will get super sensuous happiness. Just as you remember sorrow, you become sorrowful. This is a combination, so easy. I remember somebody insulted me 2 years back. I just remember and immediately I feel sorrowful. The similar manner I was sorrowful 2 years back. So it's a combination, it's a spiritual mathematics. Sixth is, okay, permanent. We missed somewhere. Permanent, yeah, permanent. Experience should be permanent, long lasting. It's not temporary, but long lasting. And last, permutation. Permutation means transformation. Experience should bring about transformation. So any experience. Yesterday's Murli was on purity. So now, there are so many things told about purity, but how to become pure, that has not been given. Because he has told it in other places. But Baba said, purity is this, purity is that. You must experience purity whilst you are in your home. You were royal. In golden age also, you had that royalty of purity, purity of royalty. And then in copper age also pure. Then another place, you must give up these three things, Parchintan, Paradarshan and Paramat. And another thing, he said, you must remember the four things, two he told and two he left. Something like that. So, purity is this, purity is that. But what is the experience of purity? You should not become impure. If you become impure, this happens. If you become pure, this happens. So much discussion about purity. But how to experience that purity? First, purity should be experienced at the level of body. I should have a very pure body. Here, now. Pure body means no disease, no pain. Pure body means very strong immunity. Pure body means my stomach is very pure. No heaviness. Pure body means I should have no experience that I have stomach. No stomach at all. It's only when there is some indigestion there that you feel, oh, something is happening. Constipated stomach is also the constipated mind. Constipated ideas. So experience purity at the level of body. My body should be very pure. And for pure body, put only pure food in it. If you put impure food, the body will pull. The body, there would be struggle and diseases and misery and pain. So pure food leads to pure body. And pure body then will have pure soul and pure mind. Put impure food and how can you have? Can you imagine a terrorist sitting and eating apple? Difficult. He loves all those adatta sort of food, not the pure food. So, physical level, profound, permanent, practical, can be practiced anytime, can be produced at any time, leads to permutation, artha. It means total transformation. So, keep the aim of experience. If you read Gyan, experience. If you read powers, if you think about powers, experience. If you move to Madhuban, experience. If you read about purity, experience that purity. I should feel that purity in every pore of my body. Baba said purity of mind, purity of speech, purity of action and purity of dreams. Your dreams should be pure. Purity of vritti, purity of drishti. Yeah, mind, thought. So, let feel that purity, the power of purity within you, with eyes open and with eyes closed. You should feel that every organ of your body is becoming pure. First feel pure, my hand is becoming pure. Check and change. In today's Avyakta Murli, Sunday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said if you just check, you will become unhappy. You have to check and then change. Check and change. Check means analyze. Analyze yourself. See, wait, analyze. Be a very strict auditor. This is impurity. First of all, know what is impurity. And then you know what is purity. So, anything in spirituality should be experienced. Just as I feel cold, this is an experience. In the similar manner, I should feel purity. Yes, my mind has become pure. Means, I don't have any feeling of ill will or jealousy for anybody. Only good wishes for all. Even if somebody is weak, in yesterday's Murli, last paragraph. Somebody is weak, so don't kick him out. Give him hand, give him support, elevate him, understand him, tolerate him. Because he is under influence at present. That's why. Somebody has got 99 positive points and 1 negative. What is the tendency of mankind? To look at positive. To look at negative. If suppose somebody tells me, he is very good. I want proof for his goodness. I want proof. I will not accept that he is good. But if somebody tells me, he's that thing is bad. I don't need any proof. I believe immediately. This is human. I don't need proof. I have no idea about whether somebody tells me that he comes late every time. I will immediately believe it. But if somebody tells me he's very sincere in his work, I may not believe. It's okay. 99 good things somebody tells me every day, I don't believe, I have no. But the moment somebody tells me one negative about him, I believe it immediately with my full faith. Yes, he must be like this. I knew it before also. So this is human nature. So Baba said, if somebody is weak, uplift him. Such an elevated, strong statement in yesterday's Murli. And you know, yesterday's Murli was after which time? This was a Murli of 30th November 2008, 26/11, Mumbai bombing 2008, started in 26th morning and lasted till 29th evening, 300 people killed in Mumbai. And Ramesh Bhai in the same Murli is asking Baba and telling Baba this happened in Mumbai. Baba said, a day will come when you will be, not just the doors, will even windows you will have to keep close. Such a time will come in Mumbai. So this is a Murli after 26/11. 26/11 is a very dangerous bombing. You know, no? Mumbai bombings. So that bombing stopped on 29/11 and Baba came on 30th and he's talking about purity. He's not talking about this all. This is so strange. He is for him, this is not important at all. It's a small side scene, 26/11. So deep experience, Om Shanti.